Back on this special edition of Dateline Washington, I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us as we highlight the history and traditions of Easter. In this edition, we've examined the Easter story and asked questions of a local pastor about the historic and spiritual aspects of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then we turn to the symbols and traditions of the day, from the cross to the lamb to Passover, and from Easter eggs to the Easter bunny to the White House Easter egg roll. And that's where we pick up the story in this final segment, as correspondent Sarah Bonbronic tells us how the tradition continued once Congress banned the practice from their grounds.
Two of the disappointed children just happened to be 9-year-old Fanny and 6-year-old Scott Hayes, children of President and Mrs. Rutherford B. Hayes. Mrs. Hayes intervened and officially invited the nation's children to the White House the day after Easter for the first White House Easter egg roll, where the custom has continued for a century. Carl Sferrazza Anthony is a Washington social historian and author of the forthcoming book, Ladies First, A Saga of Power of Presidents' Wives, to be published by Morrow.
During the Wilson years, when World War I broke out, and then later when President Wilson had his stroke, Mrs. Wilson had closed the gates of the White House. The Easter egg roll was canceled. It took Florence Harding to reinstate it in 1921. By then, the Roaring Twenties were beginning to roar, and the kids particularly enjoyed the fact that Mrs. Harding brought her dog out onto the lawn. It was a little Airedale by the name of Laddie Boy. Her successor, Grace Coolidge, sort of one-upped her. Mrs. Coolidge brought her favorite pet to the Easter egg roll. It was a raccoon named Rebecca. And during the 20s, during Mrs. Coolidge's Easter egg rolls, a little girl by the name of Anne Frances Robbins, who lived in nearby Bethesda, later known as Nancy Reagan, first stepped through the White House gates. During the Depression years, Mrs. Hoover, Lou Hoover, who followed Mrs. Coolidge, noticed that there were an awful lot of adults on the lawn. And so she finally had to initiate an unwritten law that no adults were allowed on the lawn unless accompanied by children. And it being the Depression, this gave rise to a interesting enterprise for many merchants in Washington. Some unescorted boys did a thriving business standing at the gates selling the privilege of their company to adults who needed the escort of children onto the lawn. That's a tradition that discreetly continues today. Well, more recent first ladies started different traditions, and Nancy Reagan has done as much for the Easter egg roll, historically speaking, as Mrs. Hayes or Mrs. Madison. Perhaps she was remembering the first time that she stepped through the gates and caught her first glimpse of Grace Coolidge and Rebecca the raccoon.
By now, the White House Easter egg roll is not simply tradition. It's a bona fide springtime blowout. While Dolly Madison may have introduced it, and Lucy Hayes made it official, Nancy Reagan transformed the annual White House Easter egg roll into an art form.
I'm Canon Leonard Freeman. Washington Cathedral is also known as the Cathedral Church of St. Peter and St. Paul, also widely known as the National Cathedral here in Washington, D.C. Easter Sunday is the great festival day of the whole Christian year. In a way, every Sunday is a little Easter, and that's the pattern. So that the service we do on this day is, in one sense, like every other Sunday. We will read the lessons, we'll read the gospel stories, we will have music, and we will have the Eucharist. But also, obviously, this is the day, the Sunday, and so we do that in a grand way. There will probably be 4,000 people here for each of the services that day. We will have full choir, brass quintet. The processional at every Easter is the same. Jesus Christ is risen today. It's a glorious occasion, and it's a marvelous service of celebration of the Lord's resurrection.
Amen.
matter what has gone before, Easter's message of hope awakens our hearts with the inexpressible joy and knowledge that, lo, the winter is past. Happy Easter.
That concludes our special programming for today. I'm Greg Corumbus in Washington. Have a blessed Easter, everyone.